What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Syndicates. This is Eddie Zimaitis alongside Vic, John, and Vic's daughter is here with us today as well, making a special guest appearance on the pod. Is that Bella there with you, Vic?
Yep, she's with me. I'm feeding her right now.
I gotta
start her in the game early.
Exactly. She's gotta know who she's gotta get this weekend. So
exactly. Yeah, a little good luck chime this week.
Yep. Hope so. So we're in the divisional round now, the playoffs. Still got four games left this weekend. I had a great week on the pod last week in the NFL. Totally blew the college football. You guys were on Clemson. I whiffed on that one bad. But I was surprised that all four of my picks, or at least leans, hit, except for I ended up betting the Bears in the end. I swapped off the Eagles, even though I set them on here. And Vic, man, our condolences.
Yeah, man, I'm still depressed, bro. The whole week I haven't listened to radio. I haven't logged in anything. I left all my WhatsApp groups. I've just been depressed, man. I told you last week, do not bet on the Bears, though.
You did.
And why? Because of the kicker. I told you this shit.
You called it out, man. You said exactly what happened. What exactly happened is what you said. Any chance Cody Parkey's on your team next year?
I hope not. I mean, I understand, like, I don't want the dude to get, like, death threats or, like, die and all that kind
of
stuff.
Of course
not. But, like, I'm just saying, like, he was not a good kicker. He also missed a ton of kicks. A ton of extra points during the regular season. And it's just like you can't have a dude coming up there where, like, everyone on your team, including your coach, doesn't have faith in him, you know? So,
yeah.
To me, it's not worth the money. You just got to get rid of him. Try to bring a vet in or, like, a young guy in and just, you know, run it back. And it's just sad because going off on a tangent a little bit, like, I feel like this year everything was wide open. We were kind of lucky when it came to injuries. You know, if we win that game, Vic Fangio probably is not the coach of the Broncos, right? Because they would have probably moved on. They're not going to wait another week or two. So it's just tough to, like, now think about next year. And that's why I was just super sad this week, man.
Yeah.
I would be too, man. I don't know. Have you guys ever heard of Scott Norwood?
Yeah, of course. Man, Buffalo Bills.
So yeah. You guys obviously remember when he wide right missed the field goal.
Absolutely. 2019.
I was
19 final score.
Yep, I was too young to remember it, but obviously I've heard the stories. And I guess when he missed that field goal, they had like a parade in Buffalo when they all came back, and the fans like still cheered him. They went nuts for him, everything like that. But
they kept him for another year, I think, before they got rid of him.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. He never really recovered from it though, and. No. He had, like, a really bad year the next year, and then after that they moved on from him. But
yeah.
I guess he was also really weird because they said his range, like, once he got past 40 yards was, like, awful. So it was a 47-yarder that he missed. But, yeah, I was just – it's crazy to see the different types of perspectives. Like, I feel like now today, if Scott Norwood missed that kick, it would be the same reaction that the Bears fans had where, dude – people would be calling for the dude's head, especially if it was a Super Bowl.
Dude, yeah, it was the last play of the Super Bowl. I mean,
that's even more brutal, you know?
Yeah.
But I will say this. I remember this kind of, but Scott Norwood was a pretty good kicker, right? Like, this dude, Cody Parkey, during the year, it's been terrible.
Vic, I think we're around this. I mean, I compare him kind of to Cody. I mean, he wasn't a bad kicker. You know, he was kind of like Cody Parkey. Cody Parkey could hit 50. Man, you know what? At that point, guys, it just comes down to your psyche, and it's kind of hard. It's hard to be in that moment. You know, he kicked the field goal right when he kicked the field goal before dead down the middle. I said he's missing the next one.
So yeah. Did I. Yo, I said the same thing to my wife. I was sitting right next to her. I'm like, he's gonna miss this.
Every time they kick that field goal right before, they think about it too much. I'm not a golfer, but they always say it's just like golfing. And you take that first swing and it's perfect, and then you overthink yourself, and then you miss it. But I mean, I don't know. They also said that one was black. But a lot of times when those kickers make that kick and then they shank the next one, that's not the first time that's happened this year. I can count at least five times that happened this year where they made the kick on a timeout and then they shank the next one. But
yeah,
Yeah.
Do you think it was blocked? Do you think that had something to do with it?
It was tipped a little bit, but to me, like, I obviously have watched it like 1,000 times, so it's like I don't see that much penetration, so I still think it's kind of on the kicker, right? Like, he needs to get that trajectory higher, and just like good kickers kind of nail that. It's like an 85% range for like most kickers in the NFL, so I know it was tipped a little bit, but I still kind of put it on the kicker. It's not like someone broke through and like, you know, blocked it.
Yeah, they did officially, like, the NFL statistics changed it to a block instead of a missed field goal. So they said it was tipped, I guess. But like Vic said, I don't know how much of an impact it really had. It might have changed the trajectory a little bit, but it wasn't like he got it real good. I mean, the ball was still spinning like a normal kick. It really wasn't like, you know, going in all different directions, like a tee shot off of, you know, the ninth hole or something like that. But
I'm so glad that wasn't Lions. Like, I'm so happy, like, Lions, like, just didn't give me any hope this year instead of doing what they did. Like, because, man, Chicago, everyone was all about Chicago there that this year. The defense, the coach, everything. And the only sticking point to Chicago's whole season is exactly what Vic knew the whole time was the kicker. And then, of course, he's the one that lost it. So that's wild, man.
Yep. So – one other thing, guys, I have 3 Super Bowl futures that I bet this year, and all 3 are somehow still alive, and I don't know what to do. I feel like I'm a little biased right now when I'm betting these games because of it, which is why I wanted to talk it over with you guys to make sure I'm not just crazy. So the 2 I bet before the season were the Chargers, obviously, was my big one. Saints I did for a little bit smaller. And then, John, when you and me did a podcast in December – I took the Colts at 100-1.
Right.
And all 3 of them are still alive right now. And, oh, man, I'm feeling like one of these actually has a legit chance. So,
oh, yeah, for sure.
We'll start off with the first game because this involves one of the teams. And on 4:30 on Saturday, we got Indianapolis at Kansas City. Line's kind of been moving around a little bit. I think it's like 5.5 right now in favor of Kansas City at home. Vic, is that what you see?
Yeah, so right now I see the line settled at 5. And so it looked like it opened at 5.5 in most places. It's at 5 right now. And the dog, so this is a really surprising week just in general, but all 4 dogs are getting the public love. And so
that's normal, though, I think, for the divisional round. Because I think people see what they saw last week, and they're like, oh, this team's going to win. They're still a good team.
Exactly.
And I usually like to bet favorites this weekend in the divisional round. But this week I'm kind of split. So go ahead. Yeah. Finish up what you were saying.
Yeah, I think – and again, don't call me on this, but aren't dogs like 14-1 in their last 15?
Yes, in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's insane. So – I think it's that, and I think it's like you said, the recency bias, seeing them last week. But when it comes to the numbers, you're looking at 58% on the Colts, and then you're also looking at the money on the Colts, which is interesting. So it looks like the public and some of the sharper money is on the Colts. So the line's KC minus 5.
So we've been going in 2 totally opposite directions with these teams all year long because we've been hating on KC and loving on Indy.
Yep.
And I'm still kind of leaning Indy here, and I feel like it's partially a little bit of bias in me. But honestly here, who is the better team when you think about it? Like, down the stretch, Kansas City was 3-3 in their last 6 games. So are they really as good as we thought? And, I mean, the Colts, they've won 10 out of their last 11 now.
Yep.
So they're clearly – I don't know if they're one of the hottest teams in the NFL, but they're definitely – one of the best. I think they're so much better than their record shows, and their records aren't even that far apart. It's like 1 or 2 games at most. Plus, when you look at Kansas City, like in their primetime games this year, whenever they played a good team, 0-4. They choked, lost to the Chargers, Seahawks, Patriots, Rams, lost all those games whenever they really played a good team. I think they beat up on some bad teams this year, and now they're going to play another good one. I think we're going to see the classic KC choke job where – they get to the playoffs, and then they just melt down. Because you're seeing it now. The weather's starting to turn a little bit. It's getting colder. And ever since Thanksgiving-ish time, they've been an average football team. I mean, they still put up points, but they're not winning games like they were in the beginning of the year. I could see this line being like 5 or 6 if it was October, but right now, I mean, I think Indy might be the better football team, and I'm getting 5, 6 points here. So I'm kind of leaning – I'm leaning the Colts. The only thing that scares me, though, is that, you know, that whole Andy Reid off a bye thing sometimes if it comes into play. So I don't know.
John, what are you leaning? How about Andy Reid in the playoffs? Does that scare you?
No, that's why I'm like it's totally opposite. So –
You know what? They fooled me last week on the I liked the Chargers last week, right? But after we got on the pod and, you know, the money was on the Chargers and they're a dog, and I always go against, you know, trendy dogs. I don't think I'm getting fooled like that this week. I know the Colts are the trendy dog this week, but, man, I feel like if this game was in Indianapolis, you know, I'd feel really confident taking – I'm really confident taking Andrew Luck, right? The only thing that scares me in this game is that it's in Arrowhead. Not Andy Reid, not the Kansas City offense, nothing else. It's just that it's in Arrowhead. But, I mean, the one guy that could probably, you know, get past that is Andrew Luck. I don't see how he's not going to dissect the Kansas City defense like he did to Houston last week. I know Kansas City's offense is really good, but Indy's defense has been playing really good too. So it's a trendy pick. I'm on Indy as well. It's not my – I don't have, like, a favorite bet. Like, last week we were – all three of us were all about Indianapolis.
Yep.
And that was my pick of the – you know, the pick of the year last week. So this week here, I mean, I don't have, like, that one mega lock, right? But between these two teams – getting 5 points, I don't even think the 5 points is going to matter, honestly. But getting 5 points, I like the Colts. I think they're going to win the game. So we'll see what happens.
Baker, we all agreeing?
Yeah, I think this game is just like last week. I know last week all of us loved the Colts. That was our pick of the week. I'm on the Colts too, man. I think, one, I'll take the points. Andrew Luck always has like a late touchdown, right? So even if they're losing, we'll get a backdoor. But Colts have just been the better team, man. Kansas City's defense is terrible. Luck will dissect them. I think weather might come into play a little bit. The only thing that scares me is, like, dome teams and, like, going on the road in the playoffs. I know that's not a good record, but KC's D is just bad, man. Their offense is slowed down. I also think the weather can affect Kansas City's offense a little bit more than it would the Colts. So I think it kind of, you know, it's going to be – a deterrent for them. So we've been on the Colts all year. I'm going to take the Colts and the points. I don't know what you should do with your futures bet, though. That's kind of a interesting dilemma. I mean, because we know the Saints are going to win, or at least I think the Saints should have an easy win. So what are you thinking about with your Colts future?
That's what I'm wondering, if I should start hedging soon, but I don't think I'm going to do it yet.
Oh, ride it out, man.
I think I'm going to let it ride, man.
Right. Yeah, I would wait one more game, or I let the dust settle this weekend, and then kind of make your play from there, do the math, and at least get your money back on the tickets.
Yeah, I mean, ideally, I would have the Chargers and the Colts play next week, and then I'm guaranteed to have one of the two teams in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But the Colts one, that's actually the one that pays out the biggest, even though it's the smallest bet. So, because of the odds, I can't believe I got 100-1. In December, but
I remember when you told me, and I said 30-1, and then you told me 100-1. I couldn't believe that. So all three of those tickets are just to go to the Super Bowl
to win.
Oh, to win the Super Bowl. Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah.
So, I think honestly the biggest one I'm feeling, or the one I'm feeling the least confident about, is the Chargers. But we'll get to that game in a little bit. So I'm glad that we all agree on this one.
So we're all on the Colts, right? We have been all year. Why stop now?
Exactly. So, I like it. So hopefully we're all in agreement on the next game too. Dallas versus the Rams. And I'm seeing 7s across the board. Don't see anything else. I don't think it ever got to 7.5 at all this week. Are there any 7.5s out there, Vic?
It opened in a lot of books at 7.5, but right now it's settled at 7. And you got about 58% of the public money on the Cowboys.
Okay. And this one, John, I wanted to talk to you about this. I mentioned this earlier in the week. You always say no dips. Is this where we get into dip season?
Not this. Yes, this is where we get into dip season. Not this game. I wouldn't. I mean, listen. If you guys think the Rams are going to win this game, then they're going to cover the 7. Don't worry about the spread. There's no. I don't feel like it's going to fall within that number. Dips worked out okay last week, huh?
They
not so much. I mean, did Bears cover their dip? If somebody took the Bears straight up, they probably didn't.
No, they didn't. They didn't cover. Yeah,
see, that's, you know what I'm saying. Just take the damn team. Yeah. I mean, I know they say dip. I know they say dips work pretty good in the playoffs. I would never do it dipping over under. If you wanna dip a game this week, the one I would probably do is the Saints game. But well, I mean, we're not there yet.
And right? The only thing is, you need two teams to dip.
Exactly. So, I mean, I don't know. Am I being a square this week? Vic keeps saying the public is on the dog. I like the Cowboys in the spot. 7 points. Rams are shining like they did last year. They played a great regular season. They got to the end of the season. You know, they started to, like, kind of lean off. And now they get to the playoffs. They play a strong defense. And then they don't really show up. Their home field advantage is not a home field advantage. From what I heard, there's going to be more Cowboy fans there than Los Angeles fans. 7 points against that defense is really, really good, and they can run the ball. The only thing that could cause the Cowboys not to cover this game, just like last week, is Dak Prescott making a mistake in the red zone, which is what basically happened. I mean, me and Vic, I mean, I know we talked off air, and, you know, we hit our Cowboys play. I think the line was 1.5. You know, when we got it in, it shot up to 2.5 by game time. But I think when we did the pod last week, it wasn't that high. So, I mean, me personally, when I put in my play, I didn't lose on the Cowboys, even though that 2-point conversion cost a lot of people a lot of money. So, I'm sticking with them, and I know that two dogs and two trendy dogs, so we'll see what happens. But 7 points, that's a lot in this game, I feel like.
Yeah, I think last week you guys took the money line, or you took it early. I took it at -2, so I pushed. But we were all on Dallas last week. Vic, are you on Dallas, or are you on – actually, I'm going to go to you third, because I'm going to go for you to the tiebreaker, because I like the Rams.
Okay.
I like the Rams in this spot, and it's actually one of the reasons that John mentioned. I don't think Dallas is built to play from behind. They're only built to kind of sustain a lead, and then if they get behind, I feel like you said the Rams are just going to blow them out at that point. The main reason I like the Rams is I feel like they've been kind of saving some energy for the playoffs. Once they lost to the Bears, I kind of figured they knew they had the second seed wrapped up, really weren't going to go up or down at all. So I kind of feel like they took the foot off their gas. They benched Gurley the last two games, didn't play him at all. They also, since I think the Kansas City game in November, he only had more than 16 carries in a game once. So I think they were just kind of like, shit, you know, we're kind of using this guy, wearing him out a little bit. Let's rest him. Let's just kind of gear up for the playoffs, and then we'll make a run there. If you remember that the Rams were the ones that benched their entire or didn't play a single starter the entire preseason. So yeah. I think that they were just kind of gearing up for the playoffs once they lost to Chicago and kind of took their foot off the gas a little bit. Now I think we see them ramp it back up. Plus the Cowboys on the road are just not the same team that you see at home in Dallas. They're 3-5 on the road. They came back and beat the Giants in that Christmas or New Year's Eve game, whatever it was. Set last week of the season. I don't know if I really even count that as a win, but hey, it's gets them to 3-5 there. So they're not a good road team. And I know this, like you said, it's probably going to be bigger crowd for Dallas because of how popular they are there, but it's still, it might actually, I even think serve as motivation for the Rams. Like, oh, okay. Their fans want to show up in our place. Well, F you, let's go. And kind of blow them out. So I'm on the Rams here. It's not my strongest play of the week, but I do like them here. I wish it was under a touchdown I was getting, but anything 7 or under, I like the Rams, I think. So, Vic, you go for
about that. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead, John.
I just keep thinking about that playoff game last year where they played the Falcons, and Falcons defense just kind of handled them. So, I mean, maybe they got that in their heads also, and they know how to, you know, they're going to come out a little bit stronger this year. But that Cowboys defense this year is better than the Atlanta defense last year. And Atlanta kind of handled them when we got to the playoffs. So, I don't know. What do you think of Vic?
Man, this is a tough game. I will probably not bet it, but I do lean the Cowboys only because I saw what the Bears did to the Rams. I think that the Cowboys have a similar makeup where they can kind of control the line of scrimmage, where they can play man, they can push up on some of these receivers and kind of play physical with them. But Dallas will have home field, that's for sure. I know a lot of people in LA right now, Dallas Nation has literally taken over. And so that's going to be something interesting to look out for. But when you're looking at split stats and stuff, the Cowboys are very, very different on the road than they are at home. And that's what worries me a little bit, especially Dak, especially that defense. And I don't know, I feel like Dak's always so loose with the ball. Like, if he turns over the ball, then this one might get ugly. So I think the line's pretty sharp. It's going to end somewhere around 7. If I had to pick a side, I'll pick the Cowboys just because I think I like to go with the defense against an offense in the playoffs. Unfortunately, not the Bears, but I don't know, man. That's what I'm thinking right now. And real quick, going back to the last game, I think you guys will like this little nugget from John Ewing, our guy who came on our pod earlier this year. So since 2002, quarterbacks making their first start in the NFL playoffs have gone 13-30 straight up, 11-31-1 against the spread, and this week it's Patrick Mahomes. So just a good little nugget for our Colts pick.
That even syncs up better with Andy Reid's struggles in the playoffs in the Chiefs. So, all right. So you guys 2-1 leaning on the Cowboys. And
so if everybody was listening to last week, that basically means take Rams. Because when me and Vic are on the same side in an NFL game and Eddie's not coming along with us, we didn't win last week. But
if it's
there's no more.
If it's
no more college football,
I was going to say, if it's college, clearly go the other way.
Yeah, but you know what? I know you guys keep saying that it's the stats say it's not a home game, but this is not home. If this was in New Orleans, the line is probably the same 7. I'd be on New Orleans, right? Because then, I mean, I don't know. I like the Cowboys, so let's see what happens.
How big of a lean is it for you? Is it like a big lean, or is it just like
like I was telling you guys, we'll see. You know how big of a lean it's going to be? Let's see if I win the first game.
If he's got some money to play with.
Right, exactly. So it's not that big of a lean, right? So I don't know. I just feel like they're going to stay within that number.
Yeah. All right, so we'll move to Sunday then. We got the 1 o'clock game. The Chargers are getting the shaft again with another 1 o'clock game. Got to go all the way to the East Coast to play the Patriots. I'm seeing a lot of 4s out there. That line has kind of dipped down under the 4.5. Looking like more public money coming in on the dogs. Like Vic said, they're all on the underdogs this week. They love those pooches. So, Vic, who you like in this one? And what do we got for all the percentages and stuff?
Yeah, we'll start with that. The line's gone from 4.5 to 4 in most books. The Chargers are the biggest public dog this weekend. So you're looking at 60 to 70% Chargers on every book. And I will probably be against your pick, Eddie, but I love the Patriots this weekend. And I know it's kind of crazy, but one, I think, like you said, the Chargers got to go west to east. They got to play at 10 a.m. in their body clocks. It's supposed to be freezing cold. It's supposed to be snowy New England weather. So just another disadvantage there. And then everyone is against Belichick and Tom Brady. And I know we've always talked about this last, you know, whole year, but it's like, when the public is against them, they're even better, especially when it comes to picking up spreads. So I think they get the job done, man. Playing in New England in the playoffs is kind of
like going in New Orleans in the playoffs. Those two teams do not mess around. So I like the Patriots this weekend. I like that, you know, no one's on them. So what are you guys thinking?
You want to go, Eddie?
Damn you, Vic. You ruined me. I was on the Chargers, and now I just don't know what to do, honestly, because my head says to take New England because it's the right play, but the heart wants to say the Chargers, and I think that's just a little biased for me. But I'm like talking myself into the Chargers, and I'm like, wow, this kind of makes sense, because when you look at the two teams on paper, like every advantage goes to the Chargers except for maybe Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, which obviously are pretty much the two biggest roles.
Here's a little last nugget to make you feel worse, but Tom Brady and Bill Belichick are 7-0 versus Philip Rivers.
Yeah, that one I've seen, and I don't know if that's going to – I mean, I think it could even out back because that's how it was with Peyton Manning in the beginning when he just kept losing to the Patriots all the time, and then eventually it kind of caught up where he won some. The one thing that scares me the most is the home field. Is if this were played on a neutral field, I would be all over the Chargers, anywhere but New England, because they're undefeated at home this year. I was riding them all the time when they were home because there were so many people that were kind of fading them because of how bad they were on the road this year. And every time they came home, I was like, nope, they still haven't lost at home. I'm going to keep riding them. And that's what I did. And now they're back home again, and they're really short favorites. This is like one of the shortest favorites I've ever seen them. And I feel like I remember mentioning something earlier this year where when they're under 6 or 7 points as a home favorite, they just cover at a ridiculous rate.
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah, so those are the things that really scared me. Plus, like you said, the three games on the road now that the Chargers are going to have to play, and they're not easy places to go. You got to go to the altitude in Denver week 17, and then 2 1 o'clock games all the way on the East Coast the past 2 weeks. So
New England the Packers lost in the playoffs at home since I think the Jets in 2010. So
yeah,
7 years, you know, 8 years.
Yeah, it's just tough. But the one thing why I kind of talked myself out of it is because the Chargers, they literally almost every position they are better than the Patriots. And since Josh Gordon has left, the Patriots offense just looks awful. And I know, like, if you just look at their last couple of games, they lost to Pittsburgh, they lost to Miami. I know that's a kind of a fluke game. Then they came home and they won their last two games, but they beat the Bills and the Jets. So it's not like it's anything spectacular. Down the stretch, though, like since November, they just really haven't been playing well. They lost to the Titans in November, struggled against the Jets. They beat the Vikings, but I don't know. They just haven't looked like New England of normal this year. So that's why I'm kind of a little hesitant, but still at home. I don't know. I'm gonna hear John out before I give like an official lean as to where I'm going. So, John, who do you like?
Maybe I switch your mind right back here. But, man, call me square dog this week because I love the Chargers. I don't care what's going on. But, listen, if you take away the name of these two teams, you guys are taking – there's no way we're not taking the Chargers +4 if you take away the names of these two teams. The only reason why anybody's even thinking – about taking Tom Brady and the Patriots is because it's Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. But he hasn't been the same this year. I'd rather have Philip Rivers this year in this game than Tom Brady. Man, this is the end of New England, I think. This game is going to be the end of New England. I don't see how they're going to win this game. They're not good this year, guys. Their defense is not the only thing that I can think of that could help New England win this game this week is if Josh Daniels pulls out that playbook that he ran against Baltimore a few years ago in the playoffs, where they just, you know, they got to hit like 3 trick plays. But we're sleeping on this Chargers defense, and New England hasn't done anything offensively to show us that they're going to win this game. Besides them being New England, and we're thinking about them being New England from two, three, four, 10 years ago. I don't know, guys. I know I'm being a square this week because Vic is telling me everything I like, every dog I like, so does the public. I don't see how the Chargers are going to lose this game. I don't.
And then when you talk about it, like, who is Brady going to throw to? I mean, Gronk looks like a statue out there. Edelman, old Hogan. You know,
I think like the X factor for me was when I was reading a lot of stuff, going through some X's and O's stuff. They're saying like Sonny Michel is going to have a monster game because the Chargers
going to have to
difficulties there, and then like Edelman should play well. But I mean, you guys are right. Like when you're looking at like just X's and O's numbers, stats, everything, Chargers are the play. But at the same time, I just feel like you got a first. I'm playoff coach coming into the playoffs going against Belichick. You know, I give the coach there.
I mean, I know I'm the one on the square side in this pick, but I mean, he outcoached Harbaugh last week. He's not from, you know, he's been coaching, you know, he's not a rookie head coach. He's been coaching now, what, 2 years? He's been in the NFL for how long? And he's got Bradley on the other side for the defense, so. I don't know. I know I'm being the square on this side. I'm not changing my mind. I feel like this is the end of New England. They're going to lose this game. You know what I keep thinking about? I keep thinking about, and you said the last time they lost was to the Jets. So how long ago was this that I'm thinking about when Ray Rice just ran all over them and Baltimore was up 21-0 in the first quarter? But that was longer than 2010?
Yeah.
Well, I think that was they lost that game, though. I think the Patriots came back and won.
No. Baltimore blew them out.
Wasn't that the Lee Evans game?
No, I'm not talking about the one where where they manned that like offensive lineman downfield and scored a touchdown on a trick play. There was a one where Ray Rice just scored immediate. They lost like 35-3. Am I tripping? But I know Baltimore blew them out in Gillette one time.
No, I gotta look.
I know I'm not tripping. Somebody's gotta look that up. I can't look it up right now. I know Baltimore beat them in Gillette badly. And if I'm tripping, then if I'm making this up off the top of my head, I'll change my pick to New England. I don't think so, though.
I think this was when they won the Super Bowl. Let's see.
They did.
They did beat them. 2012. 2013. January 20th, 2013. They won 28-13.
Yeah. Okay, it wasn't that bad, but it wasn't as bad as I thought. But, yeah.
Yeah, so you're right, John. I think it was 2012.
Yeah. Right.
All right, so I think for my pick, oh, man, I'm still up in the air. You guys haven't sold me on one way or the other. I'm probably
– Tell us your pick, and then tell us what you're going to do with your futures ticket.
I'm going to let the future ride, and, oh, man, ask me on Sunday, but for right now, I'm going to stick with the Chargers. I may change my mind, though. So I'll say Chargers for right now is my lean.
All right. See, it's a bunch of leans this week. We don't have that.
I think we all like the Colts, though.
We do, as usual. We're sticking with Indy, riding them till they die. So, all right, so we are split on the last two games. Maybe we can get a consensus on this one here. 4:40, last game of the week. Just like last week, the Eagles are going on the road as a heavy underdog. 8-point underdogs against the New Orleans Saints in the Superdome. Team last week, I'll let you go first. Well, crush your dreams, not your team. They only won by two.
They did. So this is not – so full disclosure, this is not a hater pick, but I love the Saints this week. I think Saints roll the Eagles. If you think that, like, Allen Robinson and Mitchell Trubisky doing double moves can get you points, like, what do you think Drew Brees and Michael Thomas are going to do this weekend to that team? And Alvin Kamara in space, I think, is going to have a monster game, so – I'm all over the Saints in this one. We'll talk about – am I still there? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, I was just making sure. The other thing that I like is, like, it's at 8 points now. The public's on the Eagles because of the Foles' magic. But the Saints at home in the playoffs, I think that's just an automatic pick. And I also love that people are not on the Saints in the playoffs. Like, how does that make sense?
At home, too.
At home, so
you mean the public is on the you mean the public's on the dog in this game too?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're looking at about 58% on the Eagles. So, I think they just think it's way too many points. If you guys remember earlier this year, the Saints rolled them like 48-7, right?
Yep.
Eagles defense is worse right now. You know, technically, I think Jim Schwartz has done a great job. You know Jim Schwartz pretty well, John, but, you know, he's done a good job, though, man, for as many injuries as they've had in that Eagles secondary. But I think the magic runs out. I think the Saints roll this weekend.
So, funny story about Jim Schwartz real quick. I know he's hated probably in Detroit, but Buffalo loves that dude, man. When he was here, I think he was here for like 1 or 2 years. We had like the best defense in the NFL. And so many people wanted to make him head coach and all this stuff when they fired Doug Marrone. He's like an icon in Buffalo because of how good the defense was that year. So it's just funny that our two fan bases have two totally different opinions of him.
You know what? Like, we'll take Jim Schwartz back any day over the week over what we got, right? Like, this kind of like the way our city is. Like, we're asking for Caldwell back in the middle of this season. Ripping on him last year. So, like, Jim Schwartz was so long ago, it felt like, gosh, give me Jim Schwartz back right now. I don't even remember hating the guy anymore. So, yeah, but this game here, guys, you guys want a mega lock of locks? This might be the suckerest pick I ever give out on the pod, but you know who? There's no way New Orleans is losing this game. So, whoever wants to bet this game, bet them on the money. I don't know what it is. It's probably minus 350. 375. There's no way Saints are losing this game. Foles' crap magic is over this week. I don't see how the Saints don't roll them like they did last time. So I love the Saints in this spot. I'm going to lay the 8 points, right? I'm not going to do something crazy like take them on the money line. But, you know, you were saying, like, I always say no dips. There isn't anything else I dip this game with this week, but if I was as confident as I am in the Saints in another game, I would have done a crazy dip this week because I know there is no way Nick Foles and that offense and that putrid secondary is going into New Orleans and winning that game in the Superdome. There is no way that's going to happen. I know Saints are going to win this game. Like, are they going to cover the spread? Hopefully we don't get backdoored. Hopefully Peterson doesn't do some weird two-point conversion that throws the spread off, right? But I'm going to roll with the Saints. I'll take a minus 8 points.
It's minus 350 in most books right now.
It's not losing. It's a guaranteed winner.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. 3 for 3 here. I don't think Philly should even be here, to be honest. Like, they should have lost last week. So all this, like,
should have been in the playoffs.
Yeah, and all these people are like, oh, it's magic, Foles, all this stuff. Stop. It's not magic. It's going to regress back. We saw how Tebow was, you know, when he beat the Steelers and then in the playoffs. And then the next week they got just absolutely rolled by New England in New England as like 14-point underdogs. I remember that so just like it was yesterday. Everyone was saying, oh, Tebow mania, Tebow magic, beats the Steelers on that crazy play in Denver. And then what happens? They come right back, regress back. Patriots rolling. We're going to see something very similar here, I think, with Philadelphia. And Vic, like you said, I think their defense is worse, especially in the secondary. Their defensive line might be playing a little bit better right now, but their secondary, I know they played good last week, but God, this is not, they're not going to play good against the Saints in the Superdome. Everyone's saying that, oh, Philly is so different from the first time when they played. And they lost by 41 points. No. I mean, is Nick Foles really worth 40 points to a team? That's really the only difference, is Nick Foles is playing instead of Carson Wentz. Is it really a 40-point difference? So I don't think so. I know they're probably not going to destroy him as much as they did last week, but they're going to win pretty easily here. So I'm on the Saints as well. I think we all agree with this one, that the Saints are going to be the play here. And if you can find another game that you love near and dear to your heart, then maybe you do the dips, as John said, but or as John advises against. But I don't see any other game that you can really play this with, because I'm not very confident about the Rams. So I don't know if I'd really want to
tease those sport. Two.
Oh, I don't know about that. You don't do basketball teasers. I remember seeing my friends do basketball teasers with like NBA totals in it. And I'm just like, what are you doing? Just give your money now, because that's going to lose. NBA totals. Is that really that 194 going to be that much different than the 198?
I was watching the Pistons play last night, and I just knew they were going to lose to Sacramento, and I almost did it where I was going to like open up a money line parlay with Sacramento and New Orleans, but I didn't do it. Whatever, it's over now. But listen, I hated Atlanta Falcons all year. I don't know if you guys. I've been telling you guys all year I hate Atlanta. There's one thing I hate more than Atlanta Falcons, and it's freaking Nick Foles. Nick Foles ruined me last year during the playoffs. Every time I was fading Nick Foles all of last year, from the Falcons to Vikings to the Patriots, I just kept fading him like a fool. And I faded him last week again against the Bears. If he does this to me again this week, I know they're going to lose the game already, so they're not going to win. But he better not backdoor the spread just to kick me in the ass one more time. So I hope New Orleans pounds these guys, and I don't ever have to hear about Foles and the Eagles again, because he won't be on the team next year.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
We're all in agreement. Eagles going down this
Eagles
week.
So we said all last week, we said Cowboys, which we kind of won, right? And we said Colts, which was our lock. So we're on the Colts and we're on the Saints, right?
Those are our two consensus leans. The other ones were a little split on. So I think the one – and I think those two games we are split on are the hardest games of the week, man, because the Patriots, I'm so torn on that game. And then, I don't know, the Rams and the Cowboys, that was like my weakest lean of all the games I'd be playing. So it's just a weird number. It's a very good line for that game, I think.
You know what it is, though, guys? This is I always love watching this week. It's always the best football on TV.
Yep.
Is this week. The division rounds are the funnest games. They're always more exciting than the championship round. Wild card was pretty crazy last week, so I bet you the division round is going to be just as good this week, that's for sure.
Yep. So, all right, guys. Cool. We hopefully we'll win some games this week and win our consensus ones at least, and then the splits, hopefully we split. Each of us go 1-1. And Vic is wrong on the Chargers, so my future can still stay alive.
All right, boys.
So,
well, it's been fun. All right, good luck this weekend,
fellas. Conference championship next week. We'll hopefully pick our two Super Bowl teams. So best luck to everybody this weekend. See you
later.